LoopNetSavings.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I do appreciate you joining me. You know, the past week or so has been really, really tumultuous in the markets. To be perfectly accurate, for those of us who are really close to this situation, it's been really tumultuous for quite some time now. But this past week really got people's attention. You know, a week ago Friday, the markets were down about 500 that week. Monday of this week, they were down around 650. And it's kind of been a hayride south ever since then. Gold has done really well. It's something that we've been talking about on this program for quite some time now. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on, you know, what your point of view is, everything has really come true. I'm chatting right now with Rick Ackerman. Rick is a regular contributor to this program. He's got a great website called Rick's Picks. He's a good friend. I value his opinion. And what we're going to do here in the first segment is bring you up to speed on what caused the events of today. Rick, you want to take it first?
We're living in interesting times, unfortunately. I think it looked like a hard call prior to the debt ceiling deal. You know, I think the market's initial reaction that Sunday night when the deal was made was predictable, that people were going to buy it, but not because it was really bullish or anyone thought it would help the economy, but the trading desks all expect that the next guy is going to read it as bullish. And so it's sort of a daisy chain of what the next you think the next guy is going to do. But, of course, that Sunday night created what is going to be a watershed top in the market, and the market's broad averages have come down with a vengeance since. And I think it just relates to the fact that the deal got nothing under control. It didn't even cut spending. It merely created a committee to look at allocations going forward, and perhaps not growing the budget as quickly as it might otherwise grow. So it's really a very timid approach toward some big problems, and I think that's why the market has come down and conversely why gold and silver have gone up.
On Bloomberg earlier this week, there was a very, very interesting quote. It was the results of a survey that was done by Reuters. This came out on Wednesday, August 10th, you know, and the headline was "Economic fears are weighing heavily on Americans, with a large majority saying that the United States is on the wrong track, and nearly half believing the worst is yet to come." You think the worst is yet to come, Rick?
Absolutely. You know, the other shoe is yet to drop. The whole banking system is really being propped up by a central bank that has essentially warehoused the worst, the most toxic paper that the banks themselves were otherwise holding. But when you get at that level, you know, when you get at the macro level where it really involves hundreds and hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, there's no real reason to make a distinction between the central banks and the commercial banking system that they supposedly serve. So they're really lumped together, and to think that the Federal Reserve is somehow stronger than the network of banks that it oversees is a fallacy. It's one being made at a policy level now, but I think at the grassroots level, people understand the stimulus isn't working, the banks are really not healthy, and that there are big problems to be reckoned with.
In my opinion, and I'm not trying to bash the president. I'm really not. I'm trying to be objective here, and I'm probably not going to be quite as, you know, quite as obvious as some of the pundits, you know, on Fox and some of the rest of them. But I, you know, I'm showing a real lack of leadership, and I'm showing what I think are some real errors in judgment. And I'll give you a couple of examples. You know, the man turned 50. Okay, great. We all turned 50, and he had a couple of major blowouts in terms of parties. Timing couldn't have been worse, in my opinion, Rick.
I've never had a kind word to say about our current president, but I would have to confess that it's really not his fault.
I agree with that. Yes, I agree.
And not only that, but I think that even if you'd had a hardcore, you know, a very conservative Republican in office, that the policy decisions from Bush the second forward would have been pretty much the same. I think it's true, you know, he's blowing out the budget deficit now and shows no recognition of the fact that it's headed, the debt is headed north of $20 trillion. And that's bad. You know, he should be more a cut and slash and burn president at this point. But from the get-go, the decision that Bush made to bail out the banks is something that anybody would have done, you know, conservative, Republican, liberal, Democrat, whatever, because it's just too difficult to say, we're going to let the biggest banks in the world fail and just see what happens. And that's the way that would have brought us to a market solution. But right now we're so pumped up that all we've done is postpone a very painful solution.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. When I talk about the actions of the president, I'm not inferring that the situation is all his fault. I'm not inferring that at all. But I think what the country needs right now, I mean, we're seeing some real fear in this country, okay? And we're seeing rioting around the world caused by economic uncertainty is almost not a strong enough world. I mean, you know, with the cuts in entitlements that have occurred, absolutely necessarily have occurred in the UK. You know, you got people getting killed over there. You have absolutely appalling footage on the nightly news every day. I think at a time like that, and I think we're right on the verge of that, I think President Obama needs to stand up and he needs to say, you know what? No more birthday parties. No more vacations. This is a time for all of us to pull together, and I am here to do that. I got to tell you, you know, in my company, if my company were undergoing difficult times, times that could put us on the verge of collapse, let me tell you, as much as I like to play golf, I wouldn't be going on vacation.
Well, I agree. He plays a lot of golf for sure. You know, the scariest thing about these riots is that they don't really have a, especially in London, they don't have a discernible cause. You know, they're not out waving signs or anything, and their messages on the web from some of the rioters that say, hey, join a party. All you got to do is smash windows and take TV sets. And it doesn't really relate to anything political. It's really just, you know, there's a lot of copycatting there. The riots started in one place, and they've moved to neighborhoods as fashionable as Notting Hill. So it's really kind of spooky that they're just out there busting windows for no good reason.
But I think it's a natural thing to see happen, and the reason I say that is, you know, as an example, one of the largest causes of divorce, you know, and we have a better than a 60% divorce rate in the United States right now, but financial uncertainty is one of the biggest causes of divorce. What? It doesn't take a genius to figure out what an impact that has on a person's psychological makeup. And, I mean, of course you're going to exhibit tremendous fear during times like that. And I got to tell you, the times that we're having right now have never been worse in my lifetime.
At the day-to-day level, I don't think Americans have gone through any material deprivation yet. I mean, the unemployment checks have kept coming, and unemployment is relatively high. But we only live in hard times if you're jobless at this point. We've got a middle class that's mainly employed. So we really haven't hit the rough patch yet, and I guess it's possible that we'll see rioting in this country as well if things get really tough.
Well, I tell you, the thing that you said, Rick, that really scares me the most is we haven't seen rough times yet, and that's very true. You know, the people who are realizing that we're in a very, very precipitous situation right now are people like yourself and myself. You know, we're very well informed, we stay well informed, etc. I got to tell you, man, when Mr. and Mrs. Average America and their kids realize what you and I realize right now, Katie, bar the door, because I think there's a possibility that we could see some absolutely terrifying things happen in this country.
Well, I would ask you a question. You don't have to answer it right now, but I get the feeling a lot of people really do understand it. I mean, do you think that everybody is aware at some level of the same things that we talk about? Because I think they are, and that it's going to translate politically, but It's unpredictable as to how.
You know what, Rick? I'm going to bring you back in the next segment. We're going to take a real quick break here for an ad. We're going to talk about that. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second segment of the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Rick Ackerman is back in the studio with me right now. And I wanted to bring Rick back because he brought up a very, very interesting point at the end of the last segment. And that is he feels that the average American is very aware of what's going on right now. You know, and if you take that to the next logical step, I believe what you're saying is we may see some political changes in this country as a result of the ballot box, et cetera. Is that the direction you were going on that one, Rick?
That's right. And I think the way that people understand it is a little bit generalized. It's a little bit vague at this point. They know that all the stimulus in the world hasn't stimulated anything. They know that at the practical level of their mortgages, you know, everybody's in a neighborhood where homes are underwater. So there's a vague understanding of the problem and that of the fact that the political solutions haven't worked. But I think if I were to propose a litmus test for how well people do understand, and I mentioned that that what people do perceive at this point could manifest itself in radical political changes. But the least radical change I can think of would be, let's say, the electability of Ron Paul. Or maybe at least the networks, including Fox, taking them more seriously. But if people perfectly understand what the problem is, that it will somehow result in the dismantling of the Federal Reserve System somewhere in the next administration.
Well, I think that's a possibility. I don't see it happening in this administration. I have to say, just as kind of a point of interest, Barack Obama is a very bright man, okay, and I'm not sure that he was really qualified for the job that he was elected to based on his past experience, but, you know, it is what it is. But he's a very bright man, and I have to believe that he realizes that if he wants to go down in history as being a really great president, he's going to have to instigate, Rick, some major, major changes, because continuing on the path that we're on right now, it ain't going to work.
If I were to suggest a start for him, it would just be to come clean, you know, to get out. And it's an opportunity that the Republicans have right now through Boehner to just speak directly to the American people and say, look, we know that all of these things that we've been doing to shore up the banking system have been a load of bull. It can't possibly work. That's been demonstrated. And we're really going to have to let the market solve the problem because government hasn't. We're going to let the chips fall as they may, and we're going to fully expose the banking system to the risks that have been supposedly offloaded to the Fed. So I think that's where it would have to start, just by being honest and open.
Well, I agree with that 100%. I mean, there's no substitute for honesty. Rick, you know, this past week we reached record highs in the price of an ounce of gold, okay? And the gold stocks didn't really do particularly well. They were not down as bad as the general markets, but they also didn't do particularly well. What's your opinion? I mean, with gold at these levels, do you still think it has a ways to go? I mean, I got to tell you, I do.
Absolutely. You know, I'm taking it one step at a time. My target for today in the December gold is 1810. Even silver is getting hauled higher today. And I see that silver Wheaton, which is kind of like a mine canary for silver, has blasted off. But as far as the gap between the physical metals and the stocks, you have to consider that the demand is global. But in most places, the demand comes from sources that don't have that ability to call up a broker and say, you know, buy me some futures contracts or whatever. So the demand globally is really for the metal itself. And I think it's always going to be down the road before you have that kind of mania that pushes, let's say, investors in places where you do make those phone calls into gold stocks and ETFs and all that. So, you know, there's a blow-off coming because at some point people are going to say, geez, a Krugerrand is $1,800, but I can buy this stock for 87 cents, you know, a penny stock that represents a good value. And there are some great values out there especially in the junior exploration stocks. And at some point, people are going to say, this is the cheapest way to buy gold or silver.
Well, I felt that way for a long time, and I'm in complete agreement with you, and I think that that's starting to happen right now. I'm looking at my portfolio, and I'll tell you, I'm not getting decimated like a lot of the folks in the conventional markets are getting decimated, I'm happy to say. But, I was asked on, I can't remember which show it was, I think it was on ABC this past week, where I thought the price of gold was going to go, and did I think there was anything that could stop this upward trend? And my answer was, I think there's only one thing that can stop the upward trend, and that is, as you say, if this country just fesses up and our spokesman, President Obama, comes out and says, we have an issue and this is what we're going to do to change it, I think that once, if that ever started to happen, I think that then, yeah, you probably would see a reversal in the price of gold because people would realize, well, maybe the good old U.S. of A is back and it's a good place to invest. But until that happens, man, I don't think we're going to see any change. Do you agree with me?
I absolutely agree. Nothing is more bearish for the price of gold, really, than a little honesty in government. And, of course, honest government starts with honest money. And I hate to say this, but, perhaps honesty in government is something we never – that gold bulls will never have to worry about.
Yeah, honesty in government, I think, is something that perhaps gold bulls never will have to worry about. I have to say, I feel proud of myself in one standpoint in that, back in the early part of the century, we changed the focus of this show, to asset-based investing, and gold was around 254, and now it's, 10 times higher. Silver was $4, and what amazes me, Rick, is that people didn't see the writing on the wall back in, 2001 or thereabouts. I mean, our economy has been a house of cards for a long time, and any bright person cannot invest in a house of cards.
Well, you look back, you're right, and you say, how could I have not have seen it? For myself, I grew up on a wonderful little island on the Jersey Spit, and it was just a boring place to live, and I never realized that every New Yorker, Philadelphian, Baltimorean would want to live on the Jersey Shore. So what, you sort of missed the boat. I think the big picture right now, if you talk about the handwriting on a wall, is that the dollar is worthless, and sooner or later that's going to become a factor in the markets, and it really leaves a lot of upside for gold and silver.
I think it leaves a huge amount of upside in gold and silver, and I would have to say that people really, really need to sit up and take notice here, because if they don't, they're not going to be able to provide the security that they and their families need. I want to say a bit of a plug here. As I said, I've known Rick for a long time. Rick's newsletter is absolutely one of the best out there. You can get more information on it by clicking on the banner on our website. Strongly suggest that you do that. Big Al's not getting a commission, by the way.
Power outage, by the way, has knocked this down for now, so be aware of that.
Okay. Rick Ackerman, thank you so much, buddy. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bugs from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Rick Ackerman is a very, very interesting guy, very insightful guy, as is my next guest, Roger Wiegand. You guys all know who Trader Rog is. He's on the show every day with an editorial, and he's always on the weekend show, and he and I are pretty good buddies, and he and I are two buddies who are very concerned about what's going on right now. You know, Roger and I read a publication. We read a lot of publications, but we both read a publication that I just subscribed to called The Privateer. It's written out of Australia, written by a gentleman by the name of Bill Buckler. And he had a very, very interesting issue that came out this past week. It was labeled by him as the early August issue. And he talked, first of all, an awful lot about the spending bill, or maybe I should say the lack of spending bill, and he was really, really pretty negative on the whole deal. Raj, summarize it for us, will you?
Basically, it was a very well-written piece containing 12 pages that explained some history as to what's happened through the whole debt crisis, why these things happen, where it's going to go, and exactly why what has been done recently will have no effect whatsoever, and if it has done anything, it is deepening the crisis and people are getting more frightened.
Well, I mean, if the last couple of weeks in the market is any indication, people are getting very, very frightened over here. You know, and we talk about that every day. We don't really need to rehash that. But what I find to be interesting in terms of the spending cut, something that Mr. Buckler brought out that I find to be very, very interesting, is that in the next year, which is the election year, actual spending cuts are set to be $21 billion. Well, that ain't a hell of a lot of money, Roger, when you look at the overall deficit. You know, we're talking trillions, not billions. And I think that's showing some of the inefficiency of the government and some of the and one of the reasons for some real fear.
It, you know, up until now, because of my being a market technician and chartist, I can pretty much track what's been going on, and I've been concerned. But I haven't been fearful up until now, but the last three or four days have been quite scary, to say the least. And the reasons for that are, it appears that what's happening in Europe cannot be contained. And when Europe comes apart, the whole world's going to come undone. There's no question about it. They're three times bigger than the United States.
Yeah,
it's 850 million people.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, something else that's really interesting that Bill Buckler brings out is that the current administration is planning on government revenue growing massively, okay, starting the end of 2012 when the Bush tax cuts expire. I got to tell you, I think that that's a false assumption. The tax cuts may very well expire, but if I were to guess, I would say that it's about a 50-50 chance that those tax cuts will stay exactly in place. Now, he also brings out the fact that the administration, you know, and the soothsayers, for lack of better terms, are predicting that our economy is going to grow at a 4% rate. I don't buy that. We're not even at 25% of that right now.
Well, there's no question in my mind that there's no growth whatsoever. I mean, the numbers from the so-called authorities, they're saying 1 to 2% GDP rate on the plus side. I'm saying it's more like a negative 2%. And the worst thing of all is they're claiming unemployment of 9.1, 9.3. I'm now looking at unemployment of 25%, which matches pretty much what happened in the 1930s.
It matches pretty well what happened in the 1930s, and it matches pretty well what a colleague of ours, John Walter Williams, believes is the case right now. I mean, 9.2% unemployment. Heck, if you just go back and calculate it the way it was calculated prior to the Clinton administration, it would be, what, twice that at least?
At least that, but the reality of, if you count everything, and there's two or three components to it, and John Williams has expressed those very well in his reports. Number one, there's the recent unemployed people who are applying for unemployment relief. In the state of Michigan, for example, they get 26 weeks paid. Under other circumstances, some of the states have had that extended for another few weeks, maybe, say, even half or double, like to 1 year. There, structurally, there's so much unemployment right now, Al, that it goes a lot deeper than that, because after the unemployment runs out and these people drop off the rolls, so to speak, then you get into a situation where you're looking at all the previous unemployment not even being recorded. And then on top of that, you've got the people who are used to make a good living, let's say, they were making $50,000, $70,000 a year, and now they're working at minimum wage on any kind of a job they can get just so they can put food on the table.
Got a question for you. You know, I mean, and I've answered this question numerous times, both in our daily editorials and also, you know, on other venues that I'm involved in. But people are saying, okay, so what do? At this moment in time, people are saying, you know, there's a huge disconnect between the price of gold and silver and the price of the gold and silver stocks. People are saying, you know, the conventional stock market is really a very terrifying place to be right now. So what do? You know, You know, Roger, I had a woman on ABC ask me earlier this week. She made the comment, well, you're putting together a pretty good argument for gold. It strikes me that that's the only place to invest right now. And my response was, well, you know, diversification is so darn important. You don't just invest. You don't just invest in one thing, because I think that's kind of crazy. But what does Trader Raj think?
Well, gold, the past few days in particular, and at least over the last decade, has proven to be a good place to be,
yeah,
along with silver. But other things that people need to consider are, in a depression, one of the most obvious things you've got to have is an income.
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, how are you going to pay the bills? So there's other considerations that are mandatory and quite important. Number one, of course, would be food, water, and shelter. And whether you're owning or renting, you've got to be able to carry the freight and pay the bills. But the next thing is, of course, we talk gold and gold and silver shares primarily because those have proven to be some of the best investment vehicles over the last 10 years. I mean, there's other ways to do it, like short the mortgage market and all, but a lot of people aren't skilled enough to do that. For the most part, for the average person, I mean, they can start out with gold and silver coins. That's pretty simple. There's no risk because to speak of other than if the price came down simply because you're paying cash for them and you're not leveraged. But beyond that, people who have some resources are looking for safer places, and we're finding that gold and silver futures, shares, in addition to the coins, and also some options and other types of vehicles for trading have proven to be excellent. One point I might make right now, we're speaking on Wednesday afternoon after markets are closed up, and after the close, which was 1797 on gold, it's now up at 1807 and it's still going up.
Oh yeah, after hours trading is amazing right now. The spot market is you know going ballistic again. You know, I have to tell you, I'm actually thinking about revising my feelings about how much of the actual commodities, whether it's gold or silver, a person should own, what percent of their portfolio should be in that. And I'm at around, I don't know, probably somewhere around 5% right now. And I'm thinking, you know, Big Al ought to maybe be up around 10%. We've got about 30 seconds here. You got the last word. Do you agree with me?
No, I agree with you. We recommend 10% for our readers, traders, and investors, 10% of the first 100,000. And then after that, some adjustments can be made depending upon the person's individual goals and what they want. So it could vary, but the core position that should be bought and held would be gold and silver coins from Canada and the United States.
Coins are something that I'm not very familiar with, and I am totally uninvested in coins, but we'll talk about that at another time. Raj, thanks so much for your time. We're going to get Roger back a couple segments down here, and we're going to chat about some companies that we think you should take a look at. Going to be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time now, Corlin. You know, we've had a very, very interesting couple of weeks here in the markets, both the conventional markets and certainly in the resource sector, and very, very interesting things going on right now in precious metals. You know, the gold has absolutely gone parabolic of late. The last couple of days, for lack of better terms, it kind of took a bit of a breather. But prior to that, I mean, we were seeing huge, huge moves every day. Yesterday, gold, as I was recording this particular segment, was down about 36 and a half bucks. But what was interesting about that is silver, which had not been down very much during this mania, for lack of better terms, began to come up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, you know, came back a little bit yesterday, as of yesterday morning, and it's a very, very exciting time right now. And I've got James Turk with me. James is the founder of an organization called GoldMoney.com. He's a frequent speaker around the world. He just got back from London, where he was speaking at the GATA conference over there. You know, when it comes to people who know, or I guess a better way to put it would be, when it comes to people who are very well-versed in gold, you know, as you all know, I've got nothing but a huge amount of respect for James. And let's get his insights as to what's going on here. James, how do you view this thing right now?
You know, I think gold is finally getting loose of it, the shackles that have been actually holding it back. You know, I've been making the contention, and I discussed this at the GATA conference in London, that gold is in sort of a managed retreat. You know, every year it's been up around 15 or so, 18% per annum on average. It's up 10 years in a row against the U.S. dollar. You know, central banks, governments have been basically trying to keep a lid on gold in order to make national currencies look better. And that managed retreat is turning into a rout, you know, for governments and for central banks. And we saw a little bit of that at the beginning of this week.
You know, we did. It's a little bit of a route, yeah, to say the least. I guess my comment here is I have a number of listeners who are saying, rationalize, Big Al, if you would, why you think gold is going to go higher. I mean, we are approaching $2,000 an ounce right now, and I have to interject here that if you compare that in inflation-related terms to the height of gold back in the very early 80s, you know, we're still below that point. In inflation-adjusted dollars, gold today, if it were just matching the high, the previous high, as I said, back in the early 80s, gold right now would be around $2,300 an ounce. But, you know, my personal opinion is I think the reason that gold is going to continue to go higher is because the world realizes the economic significance of it. Whereas, you know, before, I think people just kind of talked about gold and they looked at people like you and I or who are considered to be gold bugs, and they said, well, you know, these guys are crazy. What do they know? Well, it turns out we know a lot because we've been right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, gold really is the world's most misunderstood asset class. You know, central bankers, economists, PhDs, Nobel laureates have all been, you know, propagandizing against it now for several decades. But the attributes that made gold as money in the first place, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, those attributes haven't been lost. They've just been ignored or forgotten. And what we've been seeing over these past several years is those attributes are slowly being rediscovered. And, you know, once you acknowledge that gold is money and you get on the right road in order to analyze it, you'll understand that, you know, gold, even though its price is rising, is still very undervalued. And that's the thing that I think is going to take gold higher in the years ahead, the months and years ahead, because undervalued assets eventually become overvalued, and we're far away from that.
I would have to say that right now, if someone were to say, okay, Big Al, what is, in your opinion, the main factor driving the price of gold? I would say the actions of mainland China, and that's going back. That isn't just the recent actions, but that's going back to what started then, or back over there, what started back in probably around, 2005 or 2006. I think the Chinese right now, quite frankly, are the main driving force. Would you agree with that?
They are a big factor, but you have to ask, why are the Chinese, you know, becoming a big factor?
Sure.
Because inflation is rising in China, and inflation is rising in China because of the easy money policies being pursued by the Federal Reserve, and all these dollars are not going into housing prices in the United States, but they're going into commodity prices worldwide. And given the fact that energy and food costs are a much higher percentage of people in less wealthy countries than they are in the United States, rising inflation causes people to seek safety. You know, they see it much more quickly in less wealthy countries. And as a consequence, places like China and other developing people are moving into gold and silver in order to protect their purchasing power. And because there's so many Chinese and so much wealth is being created over there, it has become a big factor in recent years.
You know, I have to tell you, and I'm not disagreeing, but in my mind, the case for gold has gotten much larger than just inflationary issues. And the reason I say that is because, you know, anybody with an IQ above 80, okay, can look at what's happened in the United States, and they can see the reason that the U.S., I mean, we're a pretty transparent economy, and the reason I think that we have gotten into the difficulties that we're in is because our currency had no limits on it. Okay, you want to go to war in Iraq? Boom, you print more money. You want to go, you want to kick up your heels in Libya? Print more money. You want to do the same thing in Afghanistan and Pakistan? Print more money. There is absolutely no constraints whatsoever on the money supply. That gold, quite frankly, up until 1972, provided. How can you have an effective economy with any kind of real wealth if the currency basically has zero constraints on it? It all becomes monopoly money.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's exactly what the framers of the Constitution suffered with regard to the Continental, which was the first currency of this country. And that's why they put gold and silver in the Constitution. You know, the power that Congress has is to coin money. It doesn't have the power to print money. And as a consequence, you know, we're seeing the same problems today that the framers saw with the Continental, which ultimately collapsed, just like all other fiat currencies ultimately collapsed. So, you know, the U.S. government and policymakers in Washington are on the wrong road. The markets are realizing that. There's, you know, individuals are seeking safety, and they're fleeing monetary problems all over the world, and they're going into gold and silver for protection.
Well, of course they're going into gold and silver for protection, and I would maintain, you know, and it's interesting, you were at the GATA conference this past week. I attended their previous conference in Washington, D.C., and you were also there, but I remember I made the comment back then, and that was, gosh, 4, 5, 6 years ago, whatever. I made the comment, you know, I said, look out for the Chinese because they understand the value of, or take out the word value, they understand the necessity of an asset-based currency, okay? And they will be going in that direction, mark my words. Well, that's proven to be true. They have come out as late, you know, as recently as just a couple of weeks ago and said on the record in the international press, the U.S. dollar as a currency of last resort isn't there anymore. It doesn't work anymore. U.S. currency is worthless. We need to establish, as an international community, we need to establish an asset-based currency. And both the French and the Chinese are talking about, gee, that asset probably really ought to be gold, as it has been for thousands of years.
Yeah, I agree completely. And in fact, the Chinese have been buying gold. We've seen announcements now. I think there have been about four of them over the past 10 years where the Chinese Central Bank has announced they're adding to their gold reserves. And the other thing that's very significant, you know, recognizing that Chinese economy had been a controlled command economy with a lot of controls and regulations. With regard to gold, those are being freed up and released all of the time. And we're almost to the point now where, you know, Chinese trading of gold is almost on par with, you know, free markets elsewhere. That in the sense that, you know, there are no restrictions. We're very close to the stage where there are no restrictions on Chinese buying gold. So it's going to be a big factor. It is a big factor. It's going to remain a big factor.
How do you think this is going to translate over into the gold mining shares, James?
Well, you know, you can never go wrong buying undervalued assets. You just need a lot of patience. You can't predict when the market is finally going to recognize an asset as undervalued. You know, the mining shares have been buffeted by a couple of things. You know, earlier this decade, the price of input costs were rising faster than the price of gold. Consequence, margins were squeezed. And, you know, and then you had the Lehman collapse, and, you know, they threw out the baby with the bathwater, and the mining shares were hit. So there's a lot of nervousness about the mining shares. But by any way you look at it, Al, the mining shares are way, way undervalued, and as a consequence, that value is eventually going to be recognized, and you're going to see the mining shares go higher.
I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. You know, we have been talking about that on our blog, number one, and number two, you know, with colleagues such as yourself. We've been talking about that issue, and the general consensus right now is that a time frame on the mining shares coming back is probably going to be no later than September, which is just a few days away from where we are right now. Mr. Turk, always a pleasure. Thank you. Safe travels wherever you're going, sir.
Thank you very much, Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.